The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. So an organisation exists, it's not just going to exist for its own good, it's going to make some contribution to the economy. What does large-scale organisations bring to Australia? Well, there's a number of things. And the first, most obvious one, what does a large-scale organisation bring to Australia, is employment. They employ at least 200 people in their organisation. It's part of their definition of a large-scale organisation. But there are a number of different contributions an large-scale organisation makes to the economy. Okay, they contribute to employment, like I said. So when we're talking about large-scale organisations, they employ more than 200 people in their organisations. In fact, large-scale organisations in the private sector alone employ 33% of all employees in Australia. So that's quite a substantial amount of people. Another contribution they make is they contribute to the export. So us selling things overseas and bringing overseas money into Australia. So they help to provide towards our export income, which dramatically improves our balance of payments. So our balance of payments is looking at the difference between our money going out of the country and money coming in the country. So looking at the difference between the imports and the exports. So by having large-scale organisations that operate globally, we're going to improve our export income, which is going to improve our balance of payments. They contribute to research and development. So they contribute to improvements within their area of expertise and within the community in general. So by having large-scale organisations, they've got the financial means, the resources available to them to advance Australia as an economy, advance Australia as a nation. Okay, so they contribute to the research and development, the innovation, the inventions within the economy. Also, they contribute to infrastructure growth. So when we're talking about infrastructure, we're talking here about roads, public transport, electric power lines and mobile phone towers, etc. Going to stimulate and encourage infrastructure growth because when they open up a new site or warehouse or shop, etc., they require that type of infrastructure, which therefore improves the quality of life around the community within them. So there's a number of positives that a large-scale organisation brings to the economy, but it's not all good news. Large organisations can also bring a negative impact on the Australian economy. Namely, we've seen it in recent years, in particular with Pacific Brands, where they've taken their bonds manufacturing overseas, is where we outsource our labour. Okay, it's too expensive to operate within Australia. Large-scale organisations are competing against other global organisations, so they might outsource their production to cheaper overseas markets, for example, China for manufacturing, such as Pacific Brands did with their Bonds products. So it's just too expensive to manufacture here in Australia, so they outsource it to a company in China who can do it just as good a quality for much less of the price. Another example of outsourcing is all the call centres are now mainly located within India. Okay, so when you call up any Australian, some Australian organisations, I can't say all, but some Australian organisations, you're generally speaking to a call centre operator within India because they provide just as good a service, however, at a much cheaper rate for the organisation to do so. Another negative contribution to the economy that a large-scale organisation makes is downsizing. So this is when they lay off workers in order to operate more efficiently. So they're cutting down their employment because they're now using new technology or they're operating more efficiently and effective. So reducing the employees within the workplace is what is known as downsizing. Large-scale organizations also make a negative contribution to the economy by looking at the damage to the environment they might make. So we need to consider what environmental impacts they're having on our organizations. So large-scale organizations such as your BHP, Billitons, or your Rio Tintos, the big mining magnates, especially over in the west of the country in Western Australia, what damage are they doing to the environment? I mean, they're digging massive open cut mines into our pristine environment. Yes, they're employing many, many, many people. Yes, they're helping us to earn massive, massive money from exporting copper and other minerals overseas, especially to China, which are demanding it for their growth. But think about the environmental impacts. Okay, so that might be a negative impact on the Australian economy. So we've got to consider when we're looking at at large-scale organisations, yes, they might be good, but they also might be bad. Okay, so we've got to look at two sides of the coin. We can't just look at all the positives or all the negatives. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.